those against it.
So what of this new plan, supported by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Roman Catholic Cardinal Vincent Nichols, chief rabbis, other leading rabbis, and other men of faith? Well, speaking of Justin Welby, the Archbishop of Canterbury, he backed the report, and he's proposing a major shake-up of Britain's asylum system. He recommends migrants should be permitted to work in the UK after 6 months of waiting for an asylum decision, and should be given free English language education on day one after arriving in the country. It's fair to say the Archbishop has been one of those vocal critics of the government's Rwanda plan. Here, again back in January, he is speaking about why he can't support the bill.
We can, as a nation, do better than this bill. With this bill, the government is continuing to seek good objectives in the wrong way, leading the nation down a damaging path. It is damaging for asylum seekers in need of protection and safe and legal routes to be heard.
So let's focus on this idea from these, and I've read they do all seem to be men of faith, there doesn't seem to be any women, so these men of faith, and it is, the two principles are, the folk can start working after they've been here 6 months, and you get English lessons, which obviously we're going to subsidise, from day one. Do you support that? Let's start first with Christopher Howarth, who's a former parliamentary candidate for the Conservatives and served as special advisor to then Home Secretary Priti Patel, now Dame Priti Patel, at the time the Rwanda plan was originally conceived, and he joins me now. Mr. Howarth, how do you think the good folk of this country would react to the idea that the minute you land at Folkestone or Dover, you're going to get free English lessons? Good morning.
Well, I think this is it's a very well-meaning but entirely naive position for the Archbishop to have, which is sort of in character. The problem we have is we have a lot of people arriving illegally into the country who are very difficult to remove. And unless we want to have a system based on people who arrive illegally on boats, risk to their lives through sort of people smuggling, we have to deter them from wanting to come here in the first place. And offering them a job, English lessons, before their cases have even been decided, before we've even decided that whether they've got a case for asylum to be in the UK, it'll just increase the magnetic pull for people to come to the UK and make the system a lot worse. So it's a well-meaning, but it's incredibly naive and will make the system worse.
Mr. Howarth, do you think the plan will fly today?
The Rwanda plan?
Yes, with the Lords.
Well, it's a very difficult problem. I mean, there's millions, tens of millions of people around the world who want to come to the UK illegally to work, and once they get here, cannot be removed or sent anywhere, which is why Rwanda was come up with, because it's a safe country that people can be removed to. If it works, then the incentive to come to the UK disappears, and people and the boat problem disappears. For people who don't like that system, I'd suggest, what's your solution? We can't send Afghans back to Afghanistan because we don't have a deal with the Taliban and shouldn't. We can't send them back to France, so you have to send them to a third country. The third country we've negotiated is Rwanda. So if it's not Rwanda, we'll continue to have a system based on the survival of the fittest, people rowing across, coming across on boats across the channel.
What about a safe scheme, an application that allows for safer processing of applications, as the Archbishop have talked of in the past?
Well, I mean, one way to stop people coming on boats across the channel is to say we don't have any border controls and everyone can come on the ferry. But then we've got tens and tens of millions of people around the world who could take advantage of that. So I mean, you would solve one problem, the boats, but then you would have tens of millions of people coming to the UK legally. I mean, you can make all crime legal by changing the law. I mean, if people don't arrive in the country illegally because you've made it legal, then you'll have even more people arriving in the country. I mean,
all right, I'm grateful for your time. Christopher Howarth, thank you. You're a former Conservative parliamentary candidate. You worked as a special advisor to the then Home Secretary, Priti Patel. Let's bring into the conversation Dr. Ed Kessler.